Whether your notion of an African safari means roughing it in the bush like Hemingway, or enjoying a civilized cup of tea on the veranda of a five-star game lodge, South Africa offers a wide selection of both private and public game reserves to suit every taste and budget. The Savvy Traveler's Tom Verde takes us along as he visits a range of game reserves, from exclusive top-of-the-line lodges to inexpensive national parks.
While big game hunting has long been and remains a popular sport in South Africa, these days most people go on safari armed with cameras instead of carbines. Donovan Wright, a 20-something South African ranger from Honey Guide, a tented safari camp in the northern province of Mpumalanga, put a cautionary finger to his lips and urged me to stay quiet. 50 yards ahead of us, several hundred water buffalo were just waking up, and they hadn't had their coffee.
You can see the males, all the males on the outside. These are these big guys at the backs, sitting watching us over here. Okay, the females and the youngsters will be in the middle here. Let's get a bit closer and see what we can do.
Of all God's creatures, great and small, in the African bush that could put you in the hospital, water buffalo are considered the most dangerous, followed by lion, leopard, rhino, and elephant, collectively known as the Big Five. What makes a water buffalo so tough is that, unlike the others who sometimes stage mock charges when threatened, he keeps right on coming, all 1,500 red-eyed, angry pounds of him. Fortunately, moving on to a nearby river was a higher priority with this herd than goring us to death, so we all left each other in peace. Donovan and the other rangers at Honey Guide are backcountry campers. They leave their Land Rovers at the edge of the wilderness and take tourists into the bush to see, smell, and hear the wildlife. These walking safaris are all part of the classic African camp experience, says Honey Guide owner Christoph Van Staden.
A tented camp lends itself to that nostalgic colonial era. And our reference has always been Witkar and Blixen have had this in setting the style of the camp. It has to fit that classic out-of-Africa experience.
The canvas tents are simple but comfortable. A bed with a mattress and mosquito netting, a wicker chair or two on a platform outside, and a private bath attached, complete with a galvanized tub for soaking in after a long, hard day in the bush. Despite these modest luxuries, it's clear that you are in the wilderness, especially after dark, when the African night and its cast of characters begin to close in on you.
There's no fence around the camp, so it's quite interesting because you literally have animals walking through the camp on a regular basis. Hyena visit every night. We have lion, not on a regular basis, but from time to time. We've had lion walking through the camp as well. But elephant, this time of the year, are regular visitors to the camp.
Like the pack of bachelor bulls who joined us for lunch one afternoon, helping themselves to a few tree branches and washing them down with water from a small garden pool. For human guests at Honey Guide, there's a wider selection on the menu, including such traditional favorites as poikikos, a rich stew of kudu or other game cooked over an open fire at a braai or barbecue. All meals, game drives, and walks are included in the $150 per night rate, making Honey Guide and other tented camps in its class an affordable, not to mention adventurous, way to go on safari. Dinner under the stars is also standard fare, together with a little local entertainment, at Mala Mala, a private game reserve about 75 miles south of Honey Guide. Winner of numerous travel industry awards for excellence, Mala Mala enjoys a worldwide reputation as one of Africa's most exclusive safari lodges. At $600 per person per night, this is the top of the line, catering to such celebrity guests as Keith Richards and Shirley MacLaine, not to mention royalty from all over the world. The setting at Mala Mala is idyllic, a sprawling thatched roof hunting lodge overlooking the Sand River, where herds of giraffe, impala, zebra, and elephants routinely come to drink. But many people come here to see the cats. Mala Mala boasts the largest leopard population in the world, not to mention plenty of lions and cheetahs, who are among the fastest animals on the planet.
The fastest over a short distance, running as fast as 70 miles an hour, which is usually sufficient to catch their prey.
If you do visit Mala Mala, make sure to ask for guide Leon von Veik, a slightly stuffy former high school biology teacher who, in addition to knowing his stuff, does a mean hippo impersonation. Leon failed to coax a hippo out of the water for me with that one, but during my two-day stay at Mala Mala, I did see a whole host of wild animals, including all of the Big Five, as well as an exciting cheetah kill. Because animals on the reserve have become accustomed to vehicles, we were able to get as close as 10 yards to the elegant cheetah as she ate her kill, a small antelope called a stunbuck, beneath the shade of a Goya tree.
Yeah, they will chew some of the smaller bones.
Wild creatures like the cheetah are now one of South Africa's most treasured natural resources, attracting hundreds of thousands of visitors a year. But it wasn't always that way. The early settlers and farmers considered such animals vermin and did their best to eradicate them.
In this enclosure we have elands, scientific name Tauratragus oryx, which these are females, young females, possibly about 2 years old or so. And what we intend doing with these is breeding with them.
Reintroducing indigenous species which had long ago been shot out by local farmers is a primary goal at Shamwari, a luxurious private game reserve in the Eastern Cape, a diverse region of coastal plains, rugged hills, and harsh desert near the very bottom of the continent. Home to 24 different species of antelope, the 35,000-acre reserve also has one of the last elephant herds in the region, as well as thriving populations of hippopotamus, buffalo, and the endangered black rhino. Head Ranger Peter Willis.
Shamwari's philosophy is conserving a vanishing way of life. What their aim is to restore this area back to what it used to be in the early 1800s, before white men arrived here.
Shamwari's mission statement also calls for the preservation of local tribal culture. At Kaya Lindaba, a traditional African healing village on the reserve, members of the Xhosas, the tribe of South African President Nelson Mandela, practice their own brand of medicine, which includes peering into the future by tossing a basketful of bones across a straw mat.
Makos.
Fortune-telling sessions with the resident Sangoma, or witch doctor, cost about $12. A room for the night and 3 squares a day at Shamwari's Longley Manor, a restored 19th century Edwardian mansion, run close to $200 per person. For $100 more, you can rent a charming settler's cottage that sleeps up to 8, or if you're really feeling flush, you can stay at Shamwari Lodge, a luxurious complex of thatched roof bungalows, including a 5-bedroom presidential suite, which will set you back almost $1,000 a night. But if your budget calls for a little more self-service, you absolutely can't go wrong at Kruger National Park, in the northeast corner of the country, by far South Africa's best safari bargain. At nearly 5 million acres, or roughly the size of Massachusetts, Kruger is the largest public park on the continent. Guided game drives are offered for about $10, but to me the best part about Kruger is that you can just rent a car and drive all over the park's 1,200 miles of paved roads looking for wildlife on your own. You'll find all of the Big Five here, in addition to well over 100 species of other mammals. I hadn't been in the park 10 minutes before a troop of baboons parked itself in front of my car, followed by a herd of impala on its way to a waterhole where some wildebeest were enjoying a good wallow. There are guidebooks for sale in the park that can help you identify the various animals, but it's not a bad idea to go on at least one or two game drives before you set off on your own, just so you'll know what you're looking at. But make sure, warn park authorities, that you always do so from the safety of your car. Luther Masuku is the park's marketing manager.
It is very, very dangerous. The animals are pretty wild. They're not tamed at all. We've had incidences where people try to take photographs jumping out of their vehicles, and it did turn out to be dangerous at some stage.
This is where you'll find South Africans on vacation. There are a couple of dozen sparklingly clean, well-run, fenced-in campsites throughout the park, offering a variety of accommodations, from 12-bedroom bush lodges to simple thatched roof bungalows that rent for about $50 or $60 a night. Camping facilities are also available for the backpack and trailer crowd. One word of caution before visiting Kruger or any of the dozens of reserves around its perimeter. Anti-malarial medication is recommended, especially during the South African summer, which is winter in America, so check with your doctor or tropical disease center of your local hospital before going. Otherwise, dust off that ridiculous pit helmet and safari suit in the back of the closet, load up the camera, and enjoy the trip. In South Africa, I'm Tom Verdi for The Savvy Traveler.